Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy. Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy. Welcome to episode 37. That was then, this is now, a deeper dive. Our deeper dive episodes are topic-specific installments responding to a previous episode that deserves or demands expansion and a more in-depth discussion. Our first deeper dive was in episode 13, following Bonnie's Sutherland Memorial Lecture. Our second was with episode 14, a deeper dive into the concept of to find health. Deeper dives provide an opportunity to explore past topics in greater detail and to address questions and comments from listeners that necessitate a response and a greater discussion. Originally, we had announced that our next episode was to be Zen and the Art of Osteopathy. We decided to stop the presses, so to speak, to add this more in-depth discussion of episode 34 now and then save Zen for later. The imperative to discuss the issues contained in That Was Then, This Is Now are too important, so we switch things around. That episode was based upon a quote from Robert Fulford Dio from a workshop he offered in the 1980s. Dr. Fulford revealed, and I quote, "Patients were a lot easier to treat prior to World War II," end quote. In episode 34, which was first released in September 2025, we explored how the American culture has changed over the past 40 years of our practice careers and made a case for a modern interpretation of Dr. Fulford's intriguing observation. Robert Fulford was one of the most famous and well-respected American osteopaths of the 20th century. He was born in 1925 and died in 1997. He graduated from the Kansas City College of Osteopathy in 1941 and was a direct student of William Sutherland, D.O. He was not just an osteopath, he was a philosopher and cast a keen eye on the American culture and studied empirically how patients were affected by cultural shifts. Like Andrew Taylor Still, Dr. Fulford was a notorious freethinker. Bonnie and I like to believe that we too follow in the modern footsteps of Robert Fulford and Andrew Taylor Still as osteopaths and philosophers. Bonnie and I posted episode 34 on Patreon and concomitantly asked a series of provocative questions on Facebook requesting input on this seminal quote of Dr. Fulford's. We received a lively discussion, and this topic generated more questions than answers that could be provided in the limited forum of Facebook. We decided to collect the many questions and comments offered on Patreon, Facebook, and private messages regarding episode 34 in general, and Dr. Fulford's quote in particular, and then discuss our responses to these intriguing points of view in more detail. Some of these comments, or variations of them, were made in public statements on Facebook. Others were sent as direct messages on Facebook and are not public. The rest were offered to us via Patreon, where our podcast is hosted. We are keeping all of the questions anonymous. Full disclosure, we have edited some of the comments and combined some of the themes into single questions and also reformatted some statements as questions. The great thing about Facebook is the ability to ask questions and then receive discussion from people from all over the world. This forum can bring up issues we had not thought of and can challenge us to complete the picture, so to speak, for any complicated topic. And at the same time, Facebook is the great compost heap of social media. But from the decomposing mass of critical and insightful comments, we can potentially gain nutritious soil that nurtures a greater understanding of complex issues affecting osteopaths.
Oh, you're flattering Facebook with such a poetic comment.
Well, I'm trying to find the health here.
Yes, good job.
Bonnie and I are great question askers and question receivers. We love questions and questioning, but most of all, we love the discourse that comes with discussion in all of the attempts to answer the many difficult questions. Richard Feynman, the great American physicist, once insightfully said, and I quote, "I would rather have questions that can't be answered than answers that can't be questioned," end quote. We invite everyone to question our assumptions and seek one's own experience regarding the cultural effects on real-world clinical osteopathy. We are giving our listeners permission to question our answers. To question or to not question has one best answer. The only solution is to question. That's the osteopathic way. When exploring the impact of culture on any aspect of clinical medicine or osteopathy, we must accept that our interpretations are qualitative and can't truly be quantitative. Sociology and social psychology are not hard sciences in the pursuit of mathematical facts with absolute evidence, but humanistic fields attempting to find connections, correlations, and commonality. I seek understanding, to the best of my ability, of the complexities of the intricate human-to-human interactions that form what we call the osteopath-patient relationship. I'm a student of this therapeutic alliance, and my professional lifelong goal has been to practice osteopathy with excellence and kindness. Finally, Bonnie and I don't have what's called simple solutions for complex problems. The famous British poet David White once said, and I quote, "Be impatient with easy explanations," end quote. Neither of us like easy explanations. Sometimes I get more annoyed with these so-called easy explanation than Bonnie does. We're not offering panaceas. Instead, we're proposing our well-thought-out hypotheses based upon experience and upon our wisdom as osteopathic physicians and elderly humans with extensive life experiences. In this episode, we're not offering pat solutions. We're offering a dialogue about our observations and interpretations of how the American culture has affected our patients and the applications of osteopathy.
Oh, Steve, I love being called an elderly human. cancer has taught me a lot, especially to celebrate the privilege of getting to become elderly. Thank you for calling me that.
Amen.
The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.